Welcome to IVA Writes Now, Writers Radio. Let's get started for this week's great edition, Success Tips for People in the Literary Fields. Here's your host, Dr. Andy.
Welcome to this week's special edition of IVA Writes Now. I'm your host, Dr. Andy, and today's guest is Seth Chernoff. Hi, welcome to IVA Writes Now.
Hello, Dr. Andy, this is Seth Chernoff calling.
Hi, Seth, how you doing? You want to
okay.
go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone?
I'd be happy to. This is Seth David Chernoff.
Yep, Seth?
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry, you blanked out there for a second.
Yeah, this is Seth Chernoff, author of The Manual for Living.
Okay. So, let's talk about the manual first. Let's talk a little bit about that. What was the inspiration for you putting the manual together?
Well, I think it was a number of things. I think it was a combination of just the challenges that I'd faced in life and the opportunities that were presented to me. And I guess you kind of sometimes find yourself in situations where you discover things that you think might be of value to other people. And that's kind of how I got there.
Okay. And so you pulled the manual together, and I think you have two companions that go with the manual.
It's just there's just a first edition, and then there's also two other books that I'm working on that I haven't gotten ready for publication yet. But yeah, for the most part, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And now you are a two-time cancer survivor, so that definitely had some contributions to the book.
I am. Yeah, I've been through a couple bouts of cancer and somehow survived. Still here to talk about it, so that's always a good thing.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And what are some of the things that, now, when you first sat down to write, now everybody's big thing, of course, is writer's block. Did it all flow at once, or did you have to do the whole outline and try to figure out how you wanted to take it in what direction?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. You know, for me, I think when the time is right, the information just flows, and you can't force it. You just kind of have to make yourself available at the right time, and that's really how it was for me. I was just making sure that I was kind of listening at the right time, and I was paying attention, and I tried to make myself available when I could, and then all of a sudden just stuff kind of comes out of you, and I don't know, it seemed to flow for me in a certain respect, but I also worked, you know, spent a lot of hours writing over the course of about 5 to 10 years.
Okay. So what are some of the tips that you discovered as when you were creating your publication, your book?
Well, you know, everything from, you know, that you can't avoid the inevitable and understanding how to face death and understanding, you know, the meaning of life and kind of our place within it. So it kind of covered, you know, the wide gamut of, you know, topics, you know, everything that I think is required to help kind of create a kind of a happy life, a fulfilled life, you know, everything kind of in those broad reaching categories.
Okay. What are some of the tips that, you know, that you would share with others as far as?
Yeah, you know, I think it has to do with kind of the way we approach life, the way we approach everything. And, you know, what I've tried to do in the Manual for Living is kind of break it into little bite-sized pieces that we can manage. But it has to do with, you know, how we're present to the people in our life and how we're present to the things that matter and kind of our world at large and, you know, how we connect with our path, our purpose, our passion in life. And so it really has a lot to do with paying attention to kind of the opportunities that are presented to us and kind of looking at them with open eyes and kind of an open heart and, you know, making sure that we're, you know, really engaging in this life and we're, you know, staying present to everything.
That's so true. I mean, it's kind of hard, though, because you can get, sensory overload. You know, you've got so much going on that people don't really take time to listen to their inner voice. And let's see. Hopefully I didn't lose you. I lost you. Okay. Well, we're going to wait for Seth to call back in. As I said, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We are having some technical difficulties with the equipment this week. So hopefully we can get Seth back on the air. Hopefully. Okay. Well, while we're waiting on Seth to call back in, as it's true that if you're a writer, you're going to have a lot of information, and sometimes it flows and sometimes it doesn't. And you can't necessarily force it, but what you can do is you can continue to write. You can just write about anything. And the thing is, as long as you're writing, eventually that triggers your mindset to focus on one specific thing. And you can just write about it until your heart's desire. Okay. Let me pull up the switchboard here and see what we have going on. Okay. Well, it'll probably be, it takes a few minutes to reconnect. And if we can't get Seth, we can't get a hold of Seth, we will get him back on the show at a later date. Okay, why are you not connecting properly? Okay, well, this is definitely going to be one of those technical glitchy things that we will hopefully have solved. But in the meantime, for those who have called back and or are listening, we will get Seth back on and hopefully get a non-interrupted version of this.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Writers Radio with host Dr. Andy. Please join us again next time when Dr. Andy will bring you more success tips for people in the literary profession. Enjoy your writing.